Imagine hitting the age to retire and then deciding to volunteer for the Army. That is what John Burns did. The military rejected him, but then the battle came to him. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Farm Journal field agronomists Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer this summer at a Farm Journal College event near you. Come prepared to take home cutting-edge management practices to incorporate into your operation. Farm Journal College features two brand new events in Haworth, Illinois, the Ag Professional Consultant and Retailer College and Farm Journal Technology and Data College. Farm Journal College will also be heading to Albert Lea, Minnesota for an action-packed 3 days of corn and soybean content. Visit farmjournalcollege.com to view each location's tentative agendas and to learn more.
Eric Campbell is a ranger at Gettysburg National Battlefield. He enjoys sharing stories of heroic civilians who defended their troops and their town. One such man was John Burns.
He was in his late 60s, early 70s. He was a former town constable. And when the war began in 1861, he tried to enlist, but of course they turned him away for age.
Burns lived in Gettysburg, and when the battle began on July 1st, he joined the fight.
He immediately grabbed his rifle and marched out onto the field and joined Union troops. He actually fought with those troops on the first day, gets wounded 3 times. And when the Union Army is forced to retreat, he's swept up and captured by the Confederates.
What happened next is not 100% sure, although some have pieced together details.
Technically, since he's not a soldier, John Burns can be executed for being a bushwhacker and fighting against the Confederates. So the story goes, he told the Confederates after he threw his rifles into the woods, he was out just looking for his cows, he got caught up in the battle, and so they just let him go.
Burns became a well-known name to many Americans, including the President of the United States.
His fame instantly spread for what he had done. I mean, obviously the guy was very brave. So not only does Matthew Brady make sure to photograph him during his visit a few weeks after the battle, but when Lincoln arrived here in November in preparation for delivering the Gettysburg Address, he made sure he visited John Burns and even attended church with him.
Burns was 70 years old when he joined the Army at the Battle of Gettysburg. He became a national hero, and his role in the battle is memorialized yet today. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.